1-1.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight. Coast to Coast. Oh, yeah, that's that other show. But left to right and all the spots in between, all the nook and crannies, you can be a part of it. We like to call it water cooler buzz at its best. So how about a woman who gives out her phone number so easy? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That way you already have the digits. I know it's, I've got dyslexia when it comes to numbers. I know that you got to hear them a couple of times before they really, really sink in. Coming up, will it sink in for Elena Kagan that she really has a shot at the Supreme Court justice thing? But the microscope on her is going to be pretty large. And especially some of the things that are starting to come out, they're going to look at her diversity hires. They're going to look at what happened at Harvard when she wanted to bounce out the whole military recruiters deal because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which would, in some cases, weigh in her favor and in other cases go against her. I still believe after the grilling, she gets in bar something we don't know, because that's always the key thing. The most interesting thing politically on the day would have probably been a front row seat to see Manny Moe and Jack, but nothing really came out of the hearings. But these are, I think, fluff and stuff. That's what it's about. It's easy, no offense to the senators, to be on the other side of this, because who doesn't want to see them get grilled? Who doesn't want to see the people responsible for the spill, you know, take a little bit on the chin? And that's exactly what happened. What was interesting, I think, is that it was an all-around blame game. And one guy looked to the other guy, whether it was BP or whether it was somebody else at the table, which was Halliburton or Transocean. They were shoulder to shoulder. They kind of looked straightforward, and they would try to blame the person next to them. And you know, come on. They're all complicit in this. BP ultimately is responsible for the liability of the whole thing because they've got to clean up the spill. They got to deal with it. They got to make sure that people are compensated, and they keep saying they're going to do it. But there are some tricky words. It's all about the way you wrap your words, if you know what I mean. The semantics, there's a big word for you. How somebody takes what you say. And certainly they were lawyered up to the hilt and were careful in raising questions about the partnerships and the projects that had blown up in the past. You know, this has been 3 weeks now, and it's been nothing but a cascade of failures, and it's still spreading. So what happened? What happened as far as the chain of events at the deep sea wellhead just before an explosion engulfed that sucker, that rig, and set off the catastrophic rupture that has dismantled so many lives now at this point? So they got beat up, they got chastised, and then they blamed each other for the most part. And this is kind of, well, it's not kind of, this is what it sounded like earlier when I was flipping around to try to get a glimpse into what happened. And here's Senator Sessions grilling Steve Newman from Transocean and then Tim Probert from Halliburton. Listen.
Do you know whether BP made that decision or did Transocean make that decision?
Because BP are the operator of the well, and BP are the permit holder, and BP have the relationship with the MMS. If there was a discussion between somebody and the MMS about whether or not it was appropriate to proceed in a particular fashion, that conversation would have taken place between BP and the MMS.
All right, so, you know, there it is in a nutshell. They're talking about the valve and whose fault was it when the, as I just said, the explosion happened. They're getting to the heart of that as to who made the big mistake, which one of the three oil companies did. They all made mistakes in this. And just clean it up. At least clean it up and then get to the rest of it. And a lot of conspiracy entrepreneurs are coming up with some theories as to what could have happened. But in looking at videotapes of it, because they've got some of the stuff that was out there happening offshore, not so much videotapes because that went up in smoke too, but when they've got their checkpoints, there wasn't anything certainly that happened above the water. I don't think there was any sinister thing. I think it was just one big screw up. That's what I think. 800-259-5791. And we're going to let you hear what Tim Probert had to say from Halliburton in just a second. But first, let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Well, I've got two things to make you smile, and then we'll get serious.
Okay.
Well, you know what's the matter with Tiger Woods, don't you? He had to cut out his Galathenics.
Say that again?
he stopped his Galathenics.
That's good.
Yeah, and mezcal has the worm in it.
Mezcal, yes. Yeah. I've had mezcal a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, and now the oil companies, that's just a trifecta of guilt. You know, those people, they will tell you anything to get what they want. And I guarantee it. I growed up in the oil field. They will lie, cheat, and steal to get what they want. And then it's just like a politician. It is never what they say it's going to be.
Yeah, and why do they lie, cheat, and steal? Because they want more money.
Right. They make a big fortune off of it. You know, when you have a lease, you know that a person that has a lease on their property, you only get like 6% of the revenue off of your lease.
Right.
The rest goes to the Lord knows who.
Yes, I have some grandparents in that situation where they wanted, you know, were quick to whisk in and offer a fee, and then you're right, ultimately, and this is for natural gas, but 6%, but you're right when you're talking about the rigs to themselves, but especially land, when you're talking about land, you're right on the 6% thing, and they're making just tons of money.
Yeah, I got a well right out here in my pasture.
Oh, good for you.
And a gas well right out here next to it.
Yeah.
So, but that's just the way they operate. You know, they're just like politicians. They lie, cheat, and steal. You know, they lie to get there, they cheat you out of your money, and they're going to steal your freedoms.
But well said. Well said, Tom. Absolutely. And you know, as you said, you're out there in oil country, and I've seen it myself with some of the oil people, too. Thanks, Tom. Lie, cheat, and steal. Although we could certainly apply that to the bankers, right, with the big bailouts and some other of the CEOs that we've seen in these companies where they tank a company like Bob Nardelli, and then they end up still when he was with Home Depot, which he didn't completely tank it, but let's just say he didn't do them any great favors. Then he still ends up in another good position, and that's what happens. It's just a feast. And when you're at the big boys table, you get to stay at the big boys table. All right, Halliburton's view on this coming up around the bend.
Today, Junior!
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. all the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 12.1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5134, $6.2567 for a half ounce, or $3.1283 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5134, $6.2567, and $3.1283.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From the Gulf, the top hat oil chamber was lowered down. We'll see if this helps this oil spill disaster. In the meantime, it's what Tom in Texas said. You know, they're still about lying and cheating and stealing us blind. That's really what it is. And so there was the charade today on the Hill, and that's what normally happens. There's a big accident, and, you know, you got some men in expensive suits that sit up there when they're lawyered up and they're tossing the ball, and that's exactly what we saw. While that was going on, and quickly, here's Halliburton's take on this, on who's zooming who and whose fault was it. Here's what they said.
If a discussion took place, it would be with the leaseholder and the MMS.
Well, what knowledge do you have about a decision being made to remove the mud before the plug was finished?
The only information that we have that it was part of the well program.
All right, and what they're talking about is when they put that mud in there, it shouldn't have come up the way it did, and they believe that was part of the reason for that explosion. So who made the decision to do that? And that was really where it became pretty contentious at one point. So while that was going on, Louisiana is considering a bill to restrict lawsuits. Yeah, how about that? So we're talking about what's going to happen with what's going to happen with government funding. It's called Senate Bill 549, and it would prohibit clinics that get any government funding from suing state agencies or companies or people for not complying with state or federal laws or for damages. So think about this. The Gulf is full of oil at this point. You got 11 dead oil rig workers, and they're being asked to come up with something, kind of a favor to the petrochemical industry, if you will, because it's so huge there. And this could be damaging to the people who ultimately, I mean, who ultimately want to be able to file suits and whatnot. But this is to Tom's point. And this is the story behind the story. If they don't come up with this and they don't pass this law, they've got state funding to a university that would essentially cripple it. So it would leave it with a school with no choice but to close or get rid of its environmental law clinic, which is huge. The clinical legal education association, which happens to be the largest of the law teachers, and so they were warned about this. So the bill would apply to clinics that do work in, you know, all kinds of important things, whether it's domestic violence or juvenile law or whatever, and the target is clearly the environmental law clinics, right? And Tulane's is big too. So the Louisiana Chemical Association is looking to pounce. They're looking to push the hammer. And this is hardball. I mean, this is serious hardball, and nobody's paying attention to it. I caught this in, I think, a blurb in Newsweek and started to look for more information and actually could not find very much on it. And this would be a way to shut things down, wouldn't it? So keep an eye on Louisiana trying to consider whether to restrict those lawsuits. That'll inflame a lot of people. All right, 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hey.
Hey, Kate. I told you last night, these people are there's companies getting rich down there, you know?
Oh, of course they are. They're just picking the bones off the people, yes.
And the state's getting tons of money, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta flip which side of the coin you want to be on, and, you know, sure. I mean, especially now that, Obama's opening up other, offshore drilling, you know? These guys could just say, hey, we're gonna get treat us that way. We'll just pack up and go somewhere else, you know? But hey, I wanted to call you back. I'm sorry I kind of lost my temper a little bit last night on the Tea Party, and I don't want people to get it wrong. I'm all for people getting involved in politics. I think it's a great thing. I mean, it's pathetic when you know the election's coming around and only nationally maybe 50%, 60% of the people vote, and gosh, even in local government, when elections come around, you're talking 20-30% showing up to vote, and I think it's great for people to be politically involved, and that's why I love your show, because we can talk about politics,
Yeah.
But when I said they need to learn how to do math and do the numbers, mm-hmm. there's just not enough of them to make a major difference,
Right. In an election result, they can end up messing up the Republicans. Depending on where we're talking about, and you did give a good example, and what was crazy what happened in Utah. I totally agree with you.
And the thing is now, in Utah it was a little bit of a safe bet, because there ain't no way in hell Utah's going to send a communist liberal to the U.S. Senate. I mean, that's not going to happen. And so, there'll be a new Republican. I mean, Utah probably just lost a bunch of money. Because these senators, what their job is in Congress, in Washington, bring the bacon, bring the pork back to the state. That's all they do, that's why they stay in office for so long, because they get on head of these committees and they control where the money goes, so there wasn't a real risk, of losing the seat as the losing it to a Democrat, but I'm telling you, Kate, there's other states like Wisconsin and other states in the Midwest there. And if these people are out there because I just can't see how they're going to change people, the liberals, Democrats' minds, I mean, they think these people are nothing but a bunch of right-wing wackos, that's what liberals think. And so I can't understand how if they think that they're going to be able to go in and get some Democrat senator or congressman out of office, it's just not going to happen. So the only other logical deduction to that is that, you know, they're going to change what happens in the Republican Party. And the problem right now, Kate, and I don't know if you paid attention to this in the last election, I think the tide has turned. There are not enough Republicans right now. I think there are more Democrats in this country, you know, people who love to live off the government, but anyways, than there are Republicans. And I think the
I think there's also too that the other thing is the independents. The independents would be part of that, could sway in a different direction. So yeah, but you're right on the Democrats, yes.
You know, and yeah, and you've got the independents, and then you've got the all powerful Hispanic vote now, which because we didn't close our borders 30 years ago, because we didn't stop illegal immigration. And, you know, we let people that, yeah, this thing that they're talking about with amnesty, Kate, I got no problem with it. But my thought is, if you came into this and to the United States illegal, you did not have permission to come into here, you know, you right away are showing that you have no respect for the sovereignty, the laws of the United States, you know, and I just can't see how you can ever be allowed to vote. You might become a U.S. citizen. But they ought to pass a law or something like that to where, you know what, if you came in illegal, you just don't have the right to vote.
Right.
You know? They should not, you know, whether they pay a penalty or money or whatever they decide to do with this issue, probably won't do nothing, you know, because that's the way it's been for the last 30 years, you know. But they just should not be allowed to vote. I mean, it's just, you know, if you come here and you go through the process, and you've talked a lot of times, I really appreciate it, too, of examples of people that, you know, and you have callers that call up to talk about people that go through the legal process and how many years it takes for them to be able to come into the United States legal, have the proper papers. Those people did it legally. They deserve to have the right once they become a U.S. citizen to vote, you know. But these illegals, to just sit there and give them an amnesty and then 5 years later go, oh, you're a U.S. citizen now, you can vote. It's just...
Because the problem, I agree with you, the problem is the cutting. The problem is the people who have waited and have had to go through hoops to become an American citizen. What do they get? And, you know, for all of what happened there, if they had come in under the wire, it might have been an easier road for them. Thanks, Don. Coming up, we're going to talk about a long run in Congress coming to an end. Plus, have you ever run out of gas? Oh, we got stories. We got a lot of stories. Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Been at a job for 28 years, that you're really good at your job, or you have a great union backing you, or they just haven't caught you yet with your hand in the till. Here's what happened. A Democrat, Alan Mulahan, became the first member of the House to be booted this spring primary season. His opponent led a pretty convincing campaign that focused on the congressman's ethics and his support for federal health care reform, which is what we thought would happen in some of these races. So he's the first one to fall. 28 years he held that spot. 28 years for Mulahan. That's huge. But here was the problem with him. He constantly, in recent years, was dogged anyway by problems, all kinds of ethical questions that centered around a few things, including the fact that he had established some nonprofits. So, and his personal wealth was growing since like 2006. The Justice Department opened an investigation to try to figure out where this path of money was coming from, because it was a pretty obvious red flag. All of a sudden, his bank account swelled, and he was getting federal money for the nonprofits that they talked about. In fact, he even stepped down as the ranking Democrat on the House Ethics Committee a couple of years ago and stepped aside from a subcommittee because, you know, they make more money when they're on these committees. And he stepped aside from a subcommittee that handled funding for the Justice Department. So he probably was on his last legs anyway. He defended his record and saying that he's just the champion of the constituents and he's working hard for them to get the public funds and he was trying to do whatever he could and that the money he was getting, to ensure that he was getting this money and he was trying to ensure that it wasn't used for abortions and he's confident that the legislation achieved that. And, you know, the deal was there, of course, was the health care reform. So there were some problems. There were some problems with him anyway. But for 28 years, he got away with it. I'll just put it that way. Since 82. 82. That's a long time in a job. Matt, can you imagine? I don't think most of us now, unless you have your own business, it's rare. I mean, there are people that can say that, but it's really rare to stay in a job that long, particularly if your hand might allegedly be in the till. But do you foresee that you'll, I mean, 28 years, I don't see that in the future for most people.
No, especially people my age. I know I've got friends who are already on, like, their fourth or fifth job since college. I mean, people just jump around now. If you get a better offer somewhere, you're going to take it. There's not really the loyalty to the company anymore because it's kind of changed around where the company's
not loyal to you.
They're not loyal to you, yeah. If they can find someone younger and cheaper, they're going to go do it. So if you have a better job offer somewhere, it's best to just go take it.
Yeah. And in the case of where I'm saying he's 28 years, too, with this congressman, you know, there was things that started to catch up with him. But the bottom line is that's the problem with some of these politicians, the coasting, the wink of the eye, and what they're ultimately, all the pork that's involved. And now the change has arrived, and I think that you're going to be surprised by some of the results anyway with these midterm elections. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. I believe Stu with his own business. I bet, Stu, you've had your own business for at least 20 years, right?
Pretty close to it.
Good for you.
I'll sell it to you if you want it. Take all the damn headaches along with it.
There you go.
I tried to work for the other person, you know. Timer, they say the man. I'm trying to work for the man. I didn't like that crap, man. I can't take orders from nobody.
Yeah, my father had his own business, or does have his own business too, and he told me the same thing. He said, I couldn't take that crap. I couldn't work for, he said, the man. He said, I couldn't work for someone else barking orders at me, telling me what to do, tearing up the office. He said, forget it.
You know, though, I can tell you this, I work twice as hard.
Yeah.
Twice as long as others, but it's something about the satisfaction of it. You know, you work harder and you work longer hours, but at the same time, when it's done, you're like, you know, I've done this. You know, I don't know how to explain. I guess, like, I heard a conversation was talked about here not too long ago, a guy that used to work for me, and there were a couple guys were talking, and one of the guys I know was telling me about it. It, of course, they weren't saying anything bad, but, you know, I mean, like, I've done a lot of stuff, man, and if I'd worked for somebody else all them years, I would have been able to do a lot of things I've done.
Right.
So I've been fortunate, and you know, a lot of guys say, well, I don't know how you've done so much. Well, I've worked my butt off. Nobody's gave me anything, and I've taken chances, and some of the chances have paid off. Don't get me wrong, some of the chances have kicked my butt. You know,
right.
And I'm sitting there like, Jesus Christ, what I do. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's a gamble. It's like life. It's a gamble. You know, and my, you know, you got to have some kind of work ethic. Something that word that people in Washington don't know, so I don't know what the hell they're talking about ethics in Washington.
Yeah, that's why we should change. There should be a changing of the guard because they're not doing anything. It's mostly hot air, honestly, coming out of D.C. They're stuck in a log jam. And, Stu, you've been calling the show for a while. I mean, it's like we're talking about the same things again that have just constantly get shelved, like the illegal immigration problem. Oh, it's too hot to handle. Let's put it back in the vault, and we'll talk about it in a year or two.
Well, you know, something I've learned over the years is this, and it goes for congressmen, senators, any politician or any businessman. You work hard. Customers come first. But yet you've got to keep your employees like family. Nobody wants to go to work every day for a big business. And nobody wants a politician in there thinks that you just put him in there so he don't give a damn about you or nobody else. Because everything I have is because the guys that work for me. And my hard work as well. I'm not saying that the sacrifice my family's made by putting up the crap they put up with. But the customers... But the guys that work for me work very, very hard. They work very, very diligent. Their family sacrifice. And they trust it. You know what I'm saying? I know a couple of years ago I got mad one day and I told them things right now. I said, quit. I'm done. And one of the wives came in there and was talking to me and she said, you can't just quit. Too many people depend on you.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with congressmen and politicians. They don't think about the people that put them in power. You get what I'm saying? It's so, when you own your own business, it's kind of the same way. The people that work for me put me in that power because they stayed with me. They've helped me build what I've got.
Sure.
And it's the same way with a politician. And when they get in there and they quit listening to the people that's trying to help them build more and more, then they screw themselves, not just the other people. So really there is no ethics in politics at all, because ethical, doing things ethically, I don't care what, if it's business or politics, it's go in there and give it all you got, be as honest as you can, and back those who are right. If they're wrong, then that's one thing. Be the first to criticize. But if they're right and they're giving it 110%, you back them. And that's just kind of how I see it. And I see a lot of our politicians, and that's on both sides. It's bipartisan. They don't give a damn about you, me, or anybody else. They worry about that big, that packed money they get. They worry about their checks they get. They're worried about that big pension they're getting in the end.
Right.
And they don't care about the guy that's paying the taxes to get them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's the problem with that system. It's a government of we the people. I mean, hey, that blood that was shed the years ago to make us the freest, the best, and the greatest country in the face of the earth was shed for a reason, and that's that document that was put together, like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, holds up for a reason, and it's about we the people. It's about Stu. It's about me. It's about all of you. Right, Stu?
Right. It's just the guys that went overseas, and they kept this freedom going and kept this freedom going and kept this freedom going. It's about the people in this country who during the Revolutionary War fought to keep this country what it was.
Yep.
And it's went on and went on and went on. And when, I know you and I were talking about this last week, and I heard somebody else, and you talked about the Miranda rights of this jackass in New York. You know, and you say, well, can you change the Constitution? You don't have to change the Constitution because, to change the Miranda rights. You don't have to change the Constitution at all. The guy was an enemy combatant, like it or not. He planned on killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people. He had no idea who they were, men, women, and children. So he's an enemy combatant. It was treason.
Right.
You don't have to try him in a trial. You don't have to give Miranda rights. I don't care if he's a U.S. citizen. You don't have to give U.S. citizen rights, if Miranda rights, if they're treason. If they're caught for treason, they don't give them Miranda rights. They put them in front of a military tribunal, am I right or wrong?
No, they do, and that's what should have happened here, yeah.
And tribunals have showed that it has worked in the past and actually been very successful in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to kind of protect your Constitution. You got to, in this country, man, I'm telling you something, it's going to hell in a handbasket. And you look around and you're like, geez, and there's the only thing you can do is primaries are in a week from today. And you voice your opinion. Come November, you vote again. If you don't like what they do, you vote their ass out. I told one of the guys at the school board one day, I said, I voted you in and don't think I won't vote your ass out. That's just the way it goes, Jake.
That's right. It's the power of the vote, baby. When you touch that screen, it really does make a difference. Stu, thanks. Coming up, blunders of the day, including a hoop star at a Texas high school too old for school. Wait till you hear this story. Oxford Dictionary screws up and they correct the definition of a word that I can't believe they messed up. And how about gasoline and screwing up when you run out of gas? Have you ever done that? Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics.
products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, so welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and all of you across America, whether it's Kentucky or Illinois or California, wherever you hail from. This will, I think, make you chuckle, or maybe not. I think if I had a son on this team, I would not be happy. He's not a kid, he's a guy, a West Texas student, led his high school basketball team to the state playoffs last season. I remember there was talk about this, but he was actually a 22-year-old guy. Yeah. Yeah, how about the opponents? They're going to strip them of that. I mean, come on. However far they got, I guess they didn't win the playoffs, but they did get there. So the star was a naturalized U.S. citizen from Haiti. And he was recognized last month by Florida coaches as having been a star high school player in Fort Lauderdale a few years ago. His name is Gerderwich Mortimer. And they found out he was 22. He posed as a 16-year-old guy, and he enrolled at a pretty well-known school, and the school was Permian High School in Odessa. You might have heard that name before if you know anything about Friday Night Lights. If you read that book, you know, for football, the book is featured in there. So he changed his name, said he was Jerry Joseph. That's a nice phony name. And he presented himself as homeless to the school's basketball coach, who took him in. And then he was arrested a day ago and booked into the Ector County Jail. That's the jail there. And you know they're all talking about this. On a charge of false identification to a peace officer. Man, that is, talk about pulling the wool over somebody's eyes and thinking you wouldn't be recognized. But he was clearly recognized. He was at an amateur tournament in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that's when he was spotted. And they said that they were suspicious after contacting the U.S. immigration folks about him, and athletic director said it hit him like a ton of bricks. And his 50 years in education, he never saw anything like it. So he certainly deceived everybody. And it's a misdemeanor. So if he's convicted, he probably won't get jail time, but he could get 6 months in jail and a fine of like $2,500. But Permian will have to forfeit. That's what's so bad for the other guys. They're going to have to forfeit the 2009 basketball season where, you know, this phony player who was Jerry Joseph, that was his name, led them to the District 2 5A state playoffs. And he actually even won Newcomer of the Year. And he's 22 years old. Man, is that crazy? He says he's homeless. They take him in. See, that's when you really want to win. Oh, we got this player. I found him. He's 6'5". I felt so bad for him. We're taking him in. And then, I mean, he lived with them. And then it turns out he's not who he said he was at all.
I don't get how they couldn't figure out a 22-year-old man different from a 15-year-old, 16-year-old kid.
This reminds
me of, like, the Danny Almonte story.
Yeah.
The Little League, where he's out there, you know, pitching no-hitters in Little League World Series, and he's
right.
Got a four-day, five-day mustache growing.
Well, don't you know anybody who looks like they're a lot younger than they are that they could pass for that?
I'm guessing the 6'5" star basketball player doesn't exactly look like he's, you know, really young.
Well, maybe they saw what they wanted to see.
That's apparent.
That's because they wanted to win, and he was good. That's why he was Newcomer of the Year. So, what a dunce. And, like, he's not going to get known, because that's what happens. If people, the coaching system in the United States, I don't care if you're in a little place or a big place, the tentacles are pretty broad. People start to talk about a player, and they start to write things about a player, and a picture gets up, and with the internet and everything else. Are you kidding me? So he would have been discovered for sure. If it wasn't for that tournament, it would have happened at some point. Here's another blunder of the day. This was an interesting one, too. The Oxford Dictionary is going to correct a 99-year-old mistake. So what word do they have in the dictionary that was incorrect? You know what the incorrect word was? The definition of siphon, S-I-P-H-O-N, was wrong. Yeah, how about that? I mean, how'd they get that wrong? And what they had is they talked since 1911. They incorrectly stated that atmospheric pressure is the force in a siphon when it is actually gravity. Siphons, who doesn't know what a siphon is? They're used to empty things like petrol tanks. You know, like when people were siphoning gas, somebody put a tube and got into somebody's tank and they'd say, oh, somebody siphoned the gas off or whatever. That's surprising. And nobody all this time caught it. Nobody caught the definition as being wrong. That's also pretty curious. I mean, I know there's thousands of words in the dictionary, but somebody didn't at some point look up this word and see that it was not correct, that brutally it was clearly the wrong definition. All right, speaking of siphon and gas, have you ever been in a situation, I started to think about this, where you play chicken with your gas tank and you run out of gas and your friend, well, now we all have cell phones, so it's probably easier for someone to come rescue you. But where you've done that and you had to coast or be pushed into a gas station or you had to run with a can somewhere and get some gas or a hitchhike or do something, do you do that? Do you play chicken with the gas? Or are you really obsessive about having half a tank of gas at all time, or at least a quarter tank, or, you know, whatever? So how many people can relate to that running out of gas scenario? I think, Matt, you've run out of gas, right?
One time in my entire life.
One time. But you do play chicken with the gas.
Right. I tend to let it hover or sometimes drive it with the gas light on for a while, too. Probably way more than you're supposed to. I hear it's pretty bad on your fuel pump. My buddy tells me that all the time, but I still do it anyways just because I don't know. I don't know why I do it. Maybe I'm an idiot, but I just do that. But when I did run out of gas, it was actually one night late after work, and I ended up being probably about a mile away from the nearest gas station, so I had to hoof it. And I left my car on the side, on the shoulder of an... It's kind of like an on-ramp. It's hard to describe, but it was a curved on-ramp going down to the freeway. And I had to buy a gas tank, or a gas can, I mean, and walk back with the gas, get to my car, and I look up ahead, like, as I'm, you know, about 100 feet from my car, I see all these flashing lights up there, and I'm like, oh, what the heck's going on? They're trying to tow my car or something? And I finally get up there, and there's two state troopers, and one car in the ditch, and another one, like, off to the side of the road. And the guy, I'm filling up my gas tank. He comes back and he's like, is this your car? And I thought to myself, I'm like, that's kind of a dumb question. Obviously, it's my car. Otherwise, I wouldn't be filling it up with gas at, you know, 2:30 in the morning or whatever it was. And so I'm like, yeah, of course it's my car. He's like, well, your car was kind of involved in an accident, but it wasn't. And I was like, what are you talking about? And apparently, the more, because I had my flashers on, it's not like I just left it in the side of the road, you know, completely dark.
Right.
But the guy obviously didn't see my car, swerved at, like, the last second and ran into the car next to him and just went off to the side of the road and went down into a ditch. So it was a two-car accident because of my car. And then I got, like, a statement in the mail because they had to write down my information because it was, I don't know if... why, but they did for my, I don't even know why, but it was because it was a part of the accident, I guess.
Right, so you had to be included in it.
Right, but the benefit was I got all these free chiropractic massages and spa things, and I was just giving out to my sister all the time. She had kind of a bad back, so it worked out in my benefit.
Abandons his car, causes an accident, and gets free coupons to boot. How about that? My story isn't as glamorous, and you may have some of your own. You can send it to americatonight.net. I worked in a place, one of my first jobs was in Kearney, Nebraska, for a place called NTV. And we had, I'm telling you, they sent us out in these crazy cars that would run out of gas. And I was with a friend. It was with a friend that worked at NTV. We were in the car. We were going out on a shoot, and he said, should we risk it? And, you know, Nebraska, you're in the middle of nowhere, almost anywhere you go, especially in that area. And we risked it, and we were in the middle of nowhere. He had to hitchhike, take the can. I had to wait with the car and the footage for the news. We missed the lead story. And, we kind of learned a lesson there about the gas thing and playing chicken. To leave you with this one from Fred Allen, a committee is a group of people who individually can do nothing, but together can decide that nothing can be done. Sounds like Congress.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.